Welcome to Overwhelming Joy. Are you glowing, growing, or don't know where you're going? Well, you've come to the right place. Together as daughters of the King of Kings, our highest privilege is to faithfully commune with God and humbly walk in obedience to His truth as He reveals Himself to us in His Word. I'm Paulette, and thank you for joining me today. Pull up your chair, Bible, and journal, and pour yourself a cup of joy.
Welcome to Midweek Motivation, Summer Pursuit. Let's recap from last week, Psalm 111. On our T-chart, on our left, we put me. On our right, we put God. And I'm going to just read down on my list of what I put that I am responsible for. Praising the Lord, giving thanks with my whole heart, hanging out with others who do, studying His Word, delighting in it, remembering it, having a fear or awe of God, accepting His inheritance, being faithful and upright, seeking wisdom, obeying and practicing His Word, seeking to understand it, praising Him, and enduring with eternity in mind. Then here is what I put is on the right, which is God column. And remember, we're finding this all verse by verse from the Word of God, Psalm 111. Great are His works. He's full of splendor, majesty, righteousness. He endures forever. Wondrous works, gracious, merciful, provider. I put Jehovah Jireh by that. He keeps His covenant forever, powerful giver, faithful and just, trustworthy forever and ever, faithful and upright, redeemer, commands us, and I put holy and awesome. So this just reminds me that He is so gracious, steadfast, faithful, and wonderful, and majestic, and righteous, and just, and trustworthy. And He asks for us to study that and seek Him and pursue His Word, find His truth, understand it, obey it, and put it into practice. But we can't put into practice what we do not know, which is why we are called to diligently dive into the Word of God, asking the Holy Spirit to reveal God's truth to us so we can apply it. So I hope you put an application sentence somewhere after you studied this chapter of Psalm. My application sentence is the diligence and dedication of my faith now, God will use for others and my legacy in the future. So if I just determine the importance of my daily pursuit of God's Word, and I seek to allow that to change the way I think, the way I love, and the way that I act, it will be a blessing that God may use for my future generations and for those that I come in contact with that I don't even know how it might be impactful. And that is not my concern. My concern is just to walk out the truth of God's Word in how I think, how I love, and how I act, and pray that God will use that witness for Him and His glory. Let's look at today's passage, which is just simply the next chapter, Psalm 112. So flip over to a new page and listen first as I just read the 10 verses. Praise the Lord. Blessed is the man who fears the Lord, who greatly delights in His commandments. His offspring will be mighty in the land. The generation of the upright will be blessed. Wealth and riches are in his house, and his righteousness endures forever. Light dawns in the darkness for the upright. He is gracious, merciful, and righteous. It is well with the man who deals generously and lends, who conducts his affairs with justice. For the righteous will never be moved. He will be remembered forever. He is not afraid of bad news. His heart is firm, trusting in the Lord. His heart is steady. He will not be afraid until he looks in triumph on his adversaries. He has distributed freely. He has given to the poor. His righteousness endures forever. His horn is exalted in honor. The wicked man sees it and is angry. He gnashes his teeth and melts away. the desire of the wicked will perish. Heavenly Father, allow the Holy Spirit to reveal your truths to us. It's in your Son Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I'm inviting you to make another T-chart. And in this T-chart, on the left column, I want you to write if, and on the right column, I offer you to write then. I offer you to title it Our Legacy. Now, always remember that this is never a game we play with God. It's not like we look at the outcome that we want and we do something to barter to have God play the role we want him to play. That is never, ever the inclination or the motive. But what God's word secures for us is if you focus on what I am calling forth for you to do, then leave up to me the blessings of how, when, where, why, who I am going to glorify my name through. So I just want to make sure that we are framing this correctly, that our posture is pure when we go to God's word and when we are anchoring his truths for this chapter 112, that we are looking at, it's like God for me is telling me, Paulette, just stay in your lane, stay in your lane. Don't try to be me, God, seek me, God. And sometimes I think that the anxiety that we put upon ourselves, the undue stress that we feel we are under, is when we cross that middle line of that T-chart and we attempt to play God instead of pursue him. So this just is framing for us, stay in your column, stay in your lane, focus on what the truth of God's word is saying for us to center on. But be mindful that God is able and capable of everything in the right column when it glorifies him. So let's just do a few verses together, and then I'm so excited to offer you this opportunity. And then next Wednesday, I'll get back on here and we can reflect on what we learned from God's truth. So the very first verse is, praise the Lord. Blessed is the man who fears the Lord, who greatly delights in his commandments. So if we're looking at the stay in our lane truth, praise the Lord would be the first opportunity for us to bullet under if on the left side. Blessed is the man would be the first bullet on the right side, that it is God's to bless. Fear the Lord would be the second bullet on the left side. So right now for Paulette in my column, I need to be focused and centered on praising and fearing the Lord. The blessings to me are on his side for when it glorifies him and his kingdom. And then the other thing that I'm going to put down as my third bullet on the left side is those who greatly delight in his commandments. So I need to read and study his commands to delight in them. I can't take joy in something I do not know. So just as a quick recap, on the left, I have praise the Lord, fear the Lord, delight in his commands. On the right, I have blessed is the man. That's for God's to do, not me to seek out. It's a reward that God is going to choose to give. I need to be focused on praising, fearing, delighting in his word. So I'm going to stop right there and let you continue to work through the next verses of this chapter. Keep in mind the idea of that spiritual legacy. Like last chapter 111 and this chapter 112, we are not always supposed to be focused on right now. We are living in such an immediate world where everything happens so quickly. But we have to realize that what God has us framed in his word is that what we are doing now, our discipline in his word now, is going to change us, but it's also going to bless others and future generations of ours. That is a legacy of faith. So I just want you to enjoy this opportunity of diving into God's word with the frame of mind. What is it that you are telling me, God? What is it that you are wanting to change my mind with, my heart with, and my actions with? Because our intentionality should be to read his word and to allow the Holy Spirit to compel us to change. It's by applying the word of God that we begin to be renewed and changed and become more like Christ in the way we think, love, and act. So my goal for myself and my goal I'm sharing with you is that after you do this T-chart, that you write one application statement, just one. If you have more than one, write more than one. But seek one application sentence at the end that you can realize from Psalm 112, the Holy Spirit has compelled you to action from. And whatever that is, just be total vulnerably honest with God about it. What is it that I feel you are asking me to do from the reading and studying of your word? I'm so excited for this summer opportunity for us. Tune in next Wednesday. We'll recap Psalm 112, and I will offer you another opportunity.
May we all continue in pursuit of more of God's presence in our lives. With God, we have the power to shift our perspective from what I am dwelling on to who I am dwelling in. I'm Paulette. Join me next time at my table for more overwhelming joy.